Welcome back to Be Calm on Aue Island. We're excited that you have joined our world to relax and learn. Our meditation and story will start soon, but first, did you know that you can find us on Facebook and Twitter? Come see us at Aue Island. That's AHWAYISLAND. We want to help as many kids as possible relax and sleep, and you can help. Please share at Aue Island with your friends and family. Thanks for helping us spread the word. Now, on with relaxing.
Hello, everyone. Let's get ready to be calm on Aue Island. Have you been taking your deep dragon breaths? They're so relaxing. Now let's see if you have everything you want for our story today. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax. Set your listening buddy to your side, and let's start by taking 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your chest and belly, and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Ready? Okay, deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. Now as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, think of a papa penguin gently tucking a baby penguin up onto his feet to shield the baby from the cold. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby bird. Last one, fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Close your eyes as your head, face, and neck soften, completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Enjoy the feeling of relaxation, and hold your hands as if you are holding a beach ball. You are holding a ball of loving energy. Can you feel the energy ball growing? Feel the warmth in your hands. Now slowly move your hands apart. Then towards each other. Now apart again. Then towards each other. Bring the ball of energy up to your heart and allow the energy to melt into your body. Your heart is happy and warm as you place your hands on your chest. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. As you enjoy the feeling of energy warm your body. The energy divides and streams to both sides of your body. Feel it flow just under your arms and then back towards your heart. Breathe in through your nose and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Deep breath in and out. The energy continues streaming down towards your legs. Feel it flowing down the insides of your legs and out your big toes. Imagine the energy rolling into a big, colorful ball at your feet. Watch as the energy hovers by your feet, the colors spinning. Now imagine the ball splitting into two, and each ball melting into your big toes. Feel the warmth. And take a deep dragon breath in and out. As you enjoy the feeling of energy in your feet, now feel the loving energy slowly flowing up inside of your legs, warming them. The energy streams up towards your heart, then out, circling just under your arms. Enjoy the gently flowing energy, and let's take another deep dragon breath. Fill up your chest and belly, in and out. Again, imagine energy rolling in a big, colorful ball at your feet, splitting into two, and each ball melting into your big toes. Feel the warmth and take a deep dragon breath in and out. As you enjoy the feeling of energy in your feet, the loving energy slowly flows up inside your legs, warming them. It streams up towards your heart and then out, circling just under your arms. Enjoy the gently flowing energy, and let's take another deep dragon breath. Fill up your chest and belly in and out. Continue to feel the warmth of the energy, and let's take three more deep dragon breaths. Remember to breathe in through your nose, filling up your chest and belly, and then out, pretending you are breathing fire. Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly relax. Again, deep breath in and out. Now, as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, think of a papa penguin gently tucking a baby penguin up onto his feet to shield the baby from the cold. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby bird. Last one, fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Keep your eyes closed as your head, face, and neck soften, completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is A Garden for All. The morning sun spilled through the curtains onto the little wheelchair. Winfield yawned and smiled, looking forward to whatever today might bring. The little wheelchair heard a yawn coming from the bed. Brian was awake, and Winfield saw a smile creep across his face. Then the wheelchair remembered. Brian and Javier had a play date today. Now Winfield felt excited as Brian's dad knocked on the bedroom door. Brian stretched and said, "Come in." "Are you ready for another great day?" Brian's dad said as he peeked through the doorway. Brian grinned even wider as he responded, "Yes, let's get going." Brian's dad walked over to Brian's dresser and asked, "What do you want to wear today?" "I was thinking I would wear my orange train shirt. I think Javier is going to wear his green train shirt." As Brian and his dad completed their morning routine, Winfield wondered what they were going to do. Once Brian was buckled in, Winfield steered while Brian pushed the wheels around, working together to get to the kitchen for breakfast. After breakfast, Brian's mom and dad followed as Brian and Winfield wheeled out the door and onto the sidewalk. The morning sun lit the sidewalk with a warm glow, and the group began their walk to the garden. Winfield and Brian had been enjoying the smoothness of the new sidewalk when the pair turned down a brick-paved path. The little wheelchair bounced on the uneven surface and felt glad to have a seatbelt, protecting Brian from the bumpy road. Waiting by a gate, a boy in a green train shirt smiled and waved. "Hi, Javier," Brian shouted, returning a quick wave. Winfield and Brian quickened their pace, eager to reach Javier at the entrance to the garden. "I like your shirt. That electric train is really cool," Javier said. Brian giggled and said, "Yours is pretty awesome, too. I like the steam train on it." "Well, shall we see what's on the other side of the gate?" Javier's dad asked. "Yes," the boys shouted together. They hoped that beyond the gate, there would be a world of trains. "Okay, let's go in," the parents said as they opened the gate. Brian and Winfield rolled through, with Javier following right behind. All around them were green plants. The two friends looked at each other. "I thought there would be trains," Brian said. "Me too," Javier added. Winfield became worried. He could tell Brian was feeling a bit disappointed. Then Brian took a deep dragon breath, in and out. And said, "Well, we can always play with trains. Let's roll down this path and see what we find here." Javier smiled and said, "You're right. I think I see something interesting up there." Along the path were wooden boxes raised up at different levels. The boxes contain plants of all different colors and shapes. The raised beds place the plants at a high enough level for Brian to reach. "Are you hungry?" Javier's mom asked the boys as they spotted a group of picnic tables further down the path. "We had a nice walk getting here. It might be nice to rest, look around, and have lunch. Then we can look at the garden some more." Brian and Javier were feeling hungry, so the group settled down for a nice lunch. Then the little wheelchair yawned as he settled into a comfy spot at the end of the table. Brian set Winfield's brakes, and Javier sat down next to Brian. While they ate, Winfield looked around the garden. The wheelchair relaxed, happy to rest, despite feeling eager to explore this garden. A warm sunbeam settled on Winfield, inviting him to a relaxing nap. Before the wheelchair fell asleep, he thought of all he had to be grateful for. Winfield felt grateful for the beautiful day. He felt happy as Brian and Javier's laughter filled the picnic area. Most of all, the little wheelchair felt thankful for the chance to discover everything this beautiful garden had to offer. He hoped there was a train weaving through the lush plants. Brian and Javier would like that. Winfield gave himself a tight squeeze and then relaxed, wishing everyone a peaceful rest. The little wheelchair took a deep dragon breath in and out. Winfield took another calming dragon breath in and out. And smiled. Then one more deep dragon breath in and out. His mind quieted, and the little wheelchair fell asleep, imagining a train whistle sounding in the distance. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.